Hello, hello, hello. You're back here on Brain Damage.
Indeed, you are correct, Matty B. And we're going to try something a bit different right now. We're going to have our first ever quiz segment.
That's quite correct, DMG. So if you want to win tonight's fantastic prize, which is a brand new iPod Nano, call in right now.
Whoa, the phones are literally ringing off the hook. We haven't even given out the number yet.
Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, caller?
Hi.
Who's this?
My name's Thomas.
Fantastic. And how are you tonight, Thomas?
Bit scared.
Why are you feeling scared, Thomas?
I haven't actually been on the radio before.
Oh, well, don't worry about it, Thomas. Don't worry. Just relax. Just rub your leg muscles a little bit. That normally helps. So, you want to win the iPod, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Thomas. On the other line, we've got our other contestant standing by. Caller, hello. You are on the air.
Sweet.
And who's this?
My name's Damo.
Are you ready for the quiz, Damo?
I'm pretty confident.
Sensational, Damo. Well, I'll hand you over to the Quizmaster, David M. Green.
Incorrect. I mean, correct. I am the Quizmaster. I have the answers to your questions. Okay, Thomas, first question is for you. What is the zeroth law of thermodynamics?
Oh boy. Zeroth thermodynamic equilibrium.
Oh, so close, but unfortunately not the answer we're looking for. Of course, the correct answer is if two thermodynamic systems are separately in thermal equilibrium with a third, they are also in thermal equilibrium with each other.
I know, I've been in that position. Okay, Damo, question for you. Mixing the colours blue and yellow creates what colour?
Green?
Correct!
No, I just wanted to ask Green a question.
Okay, Thomas, next question is for you. I'm sure you're familiar with the great American Martin Luther King Jr.?
A little bit.
Good. Well, this one should be a breeze then. How many children did Martin Luther King Jr. father? What are their names and dates of birth?
Oh gee. I really wouldn't have a clue.
You couldn't just take a guess?
No, I really don't.
Wrong answer. Of course, the correct answers we were looking for was four children. Yolanda, born November 17th, 1955. Martin Luther III, born October 23rd, 1957. Dexter, born January 30th, 1961. And of course, Bernice Albertine, born March 28th, 1963. March 28th, 1963. So bad luck, Thomas.
Bad luck indeed, but it's your turn, Damo. Question is, the fat cat sat on the what?
Mat.
Right answer.
No, I was just saying your name.
Okay, Thomas, to stay in the game here. Question is, in the 1977 edition of the Funk and Wagnall Standard Desk Dictionary, Volume 1, what is the first word printed on page 226?
I can go get it.
I'm sorry, Thomas, that would be cheating. What is your final answer, Thomas?
I know this.
Wrong again! The answer we wanted was extraneous.
Oh, I knew it!
No, Thomas, you didn't. Well, I think that just about wraps it up, because it's not actually possible for you to win from this point, Thomas. So the winner is, by default, Damo.
Sweet! What do I get?
An iPod Nano!
I've already got one!
Oh, alright. Well, Damo, you just hold on the line there, and Matty B will take your details. Now, Thomas, how are you feeling now?
A bit disappointed.
And a bit depressed, Thomas?
Yeah.
You let yourself down, didn't you, Thomas?
Yeah.
Things aren't really going too well for you, are they now, Thomas?
I guess not.
Just out of interest, do you have a job, Thomas?
No job.
Still living at home with the folks?
Yeah.
You don't have any friends, do you, Thomas?
Not really. Not a lot of friends.
What about a girlfriend? Do you have a girlfriend, Thomas?
No, don't.
You're feeling alone, aren't you?
Yeah.
You feel like everything you've ever done in your life will amount to nothing, don't you, Thomas? You're a failure, aren't you? Thomas. A pathetic, miserable human. Alright, you're on brain damage. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Alan Bro, and you're listening to
Brain Damage
on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM.